enjoyed the preach word coming from Elder Long. You remember back in 2005, you were still a brother. They was about to ordain you. See, it's been that long since I was here and since you were at New Jerusalem. That was 2005. I was trying to remember, was it 2005, 2006? And then when you said, I said, it's been about 15 years. God is good. First of all, we want to give an honor to God for our being here today. This wonderful church meeting that Brother Paul asked me just to come and fellowship, not to preach, just to be here with you all. I said, preacher, let me think about that. I'm not quite as young as I used to be. It's a long way, but called him back on Wednesday and said, if it be the Lord's will. And then sooner than said that, it seemed like a little pain and stuff. And I got a bad knee, got to get that knee replaced and stuff. So, you know, a little bit of pain here and there. But I thank the Lord that the case is well as it is. Because the only other thing about it, hey, you don't feel the pain, you know that you're dead and you're not alive to feel it. Right. So it's all right to say thank God for the pain. Because think about that.
Right.
When you've been around as long as I have, and there might be a few folks in here, my mother, who's a little older than me and stuff, since she tells me I'm her youngest, not her baby, her youngest. But, you know, so when you have a little pain, you're still here. We thank God for the pain sometimes. And it's good to know the Lord for yourself.
Amen.
You know, we can go from pillar to post, hither, yonder, but through it all, you need to know the Lord for yourself.
Amen.
And right. I was listening to Elder Long there in the 6th chapter of Romans, and God had gave me a little thought from the book of Romans also, but you got to know the Lord for yourself. You need to know what sin is and what sin ain't. You know, some people, I'll take the scripture that you said, some people believe, well, since the blood of Jesus has saved me, let me, I'm married, let me go out, get drunk, find 5 women, 5 men a night, okay, come back the next day, Lord forgive me, then go repeat. I said, y'all think y'all can play with God? Some people really believe that you can play with God like that.
No.
You can live 100 years, 99.5, you do everything and then just say at the end, well, Lord, I think I want to go to heaven now, so what about this? But I'm here to tell you, God know who's real, and he know who's going down in. First of all, let me say this. There's 2 places you can go.
Amen. Right, only 2.
As heaven and that eternal lake of fire.
Right.
The Bible says, what the joys of the righteous and the punishment of the wicked will be eternal.
Right. Yeah.
Some think that, well, I'm just going to die and it's all over, but that's not what the scriptures say.
Right.
But you know, they don't read the scripture because those goats, Paul, they don't read the scripture. They don't care about the scripture because they don't want to have anything to do with that. And I sometimes say, if you got this much sense, you ought to know that there is a God.
Amen. Right, right.
A higher power than you and I.
Right.
And that he does things that you and I could never even imagine in our head.
Right.
We don't have no power to live with. We don't have no power to die with.
Right.
I believe the Lord has numbered our footsteps, set our body. You know, it was some say a terrible thing, but things happen. Tornado. Nashville. And it's like, wow. But you can look on the television, Chicago, Memphis, anyway, somebody died. Do y'all realize somebody didn't die already?
Right.
Matter of fact, thousands didn't die since the time you left the stand and I walked up here.
Right.
It's not in your control or my control.
Amen.
God knows all of this, ain't that right? He knows when we're going to die, how we're going to die, because he's already set that up, ain't that right? And sometimes in our mind we say, Lord, how could you allow that to happen? Or why should it happen this way? We can't question God.
Right.
Let me say again, church, we can't question God.
Amen.
Sometimes we feel that the order is, if I'm the daddy, my children got to die first. No, the daddy got to die first. We get it all. We don't know how it's going to happen.
Right.
Sometimes it goes out of order. I've had to see a lot of parents bury their children, ain't that right?
Right. Yeah.
And we would, in our mind, would say, well, that's not the natural order for it to go. But Paul wrote over in the book of Romans in 8 and 28 that all things work together for good.
Right.
To them that love the Lord. Mm-hmm. See, when you love God, as tough as it is, when death come around, because death is all around us.
Right.
Death is all around us. You drive down that highway, death is there, dangers are there, but thank God for his mighty grace, ain't that right?
Right.
Thank God for his strong arm protection that he puts around us, ain't that right? Now, you was talking about sin, you was talking about the devil, because you know the devil was the author and the finisher of all wrongdoing.
Right.
Let me say again, the devil. You can't say, well, the devil made me do it. When you're a child of God, you know right from wrong, ain't that right?
Right.
And as much as Job suffered, Job didn't ask the devil to do anything to him.
Right.
The devil went to God and said, I see your servant Job, ain't that right?
Yeah.
Move the hedge from around him, I'll make him curse you, ain't that right? You know, God know that the devil couldn't make him go ahead and curse against him.
Amen.
But God, you know God is a good, go ahead, Satan. See, God got his arms around us.
Amen.
The old song we sing that Jesus got his arms all wrapped around us. In the world, it can't do me no harm. And when we talk to the children of God, we know that all things, that's good and bad children, that work together for good to them that love the Lord. He didn't say everybody, but to them that love somebody love God, ain't that right?
Right.
Somebody has been put on this field to go ahead and worship our Lord and Savior. Now, to keep it simple, there was Jesus hanging on a rugged cross. Two thieves right there with him.
Right.
One on the right, one on the left.
That's right.
Guilty for what they had done.
Yeah.
One believed, one still didn't believe. How can you say, if you be the Christ? That's just saying, I still don't believe.
That's right.
I still don't believe. But if you be the Christ, save us and yourself from this. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, if you look at that, he's like, come on, save me, and then yourself if you really are this Christ. But the one on the right said, oh Lord, I know what I've done, ain't that right? Just talking about that sin, Brother Long, that you was talking about. I know I'm guilty, but he just said, oh Lord, I just want you to remember me, ain't that right?
Right.
See, God, he will remember us, church, because he knows all about us, ain't that right?
Yeah, all about us.
Regardless of how good we think we have been, we all have sinned and come short of the glory
Amen.
Of God, ain't that right? Yeah, but one thing I know, regardless of us falling short, grace saved us, ain't that right?
Amen.
In your book, that song 178 is called in our regular hymn, but grace is a charming sound.
Yes.
It's what is harmonious to the ear.
Right, man.
Heaven with echoes shall resound. And all the earth shall hear.
Right.
And it goes on to say that what grace first inscribed my name.
Right.
In God's eternal book. See, grace did it all, ain't that right? Children, God, his son has already hung up on the cross. He's wept and he bled and he died. And he's already blotted out that transgression. Now, here you and I are. And I heard him when he asked the question, who shall separate us from the love of God? Who's within Christ Jesus? Do you love him today, church? And if you love him, you will keep his sayings and his commandments. Ain't that right? But I heard him when he said, who shall separate us from the love of God? Sin might try to separate us, Brother Long, but it's not going to be able to separate us. Because I believe they started naming a different thing. And Paul said, I'm persuaded that neither height, nor depth, no principality, no things present, no things to come, shall be able to separate me from the the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. He hung, he wept, and he bled. Ain't that right? And I heard old man John. John said, I wept much because they searched heaven. They searched the earth, down beneath the earth. Wasn't no one worthy. But oh John, I got one coming on up, John, through hard trial, tribulation. Oh, children, our robes have already been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And our robe is all white, but it's been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Ain't you glad about it? I know I died a one time church, and I ain't got to die no more. I'm living in hopes of eternal life.
Amen.
Listen to this, which a God that cannot lie.
Amen.
He has promised,
yes, sir,
unto you and I.
When?
To his children. So what I'm saying, you just let the world, crazy politicians,
yeah,
and other things, let them, the Bible said, what if they're a liar? Let them be a liar still.
Amen. Right.
If they this or that, whatever they're doing, the scripture tells us, let them go on. But you,
yeah,
who know the Lord,
right,
and a part,
yeah,
of your sins, and if you have been baptized, some folks didn't went in the water, they was baptized into his death. But I'm so glad that when Jesus died, I died.
Amen.
When he rose, I rose.
Amen.
How can you die, brother preacher? You talking to us now. Still getting back to what you said, ain't that right? We died to the love and practice of sin. So therefore, you see that sin has no more dominion over. What does that mean? It don't control you.
Nope.
Now, I'm just like what Brother Ed said. If anyone say that they have no sin, they fooling them own self. For the Bible says what? We was born in sin.
Right.
Shaped in iniquity. Act between a man and a woman. Only one. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Let me say again. Only one. Now, and when I say that, don't let people say, well, let me show you this lost book of the Bible, or over here that what your Bible don't say. Now, such and such came down and did it. I said, really? You really? I said, you talking to the wrong person. Don't even attempt to bring that worldly foolishness to me.
Amen. Right. Amen.
I try to respect all the people in the land, saints and eternal sinners both. Because some, yes, it's hard. Let me say again, it's easy, but it's hard. When people talk nonsense to you, and sometime on the workplace, Lord, I just want to speak up, but I know what the law say, so I stay a little quiet until it's absolutely necessary. But you know, some people, they say the darndest things.
Yeah,
and it's like,
right,
what church, what are you talking about? You know, some people, okay, they know I'm a preacher, so they'll always, oh, well, I go to such and such church. Then it'll come Monday or Tuesday. Man, I was out at the club. Do y'all know? I'm not trying to talk about it. Somebody go clubbing. Somebody in here might go clubbing. That's your own business. But
go ahead, preach.
Some things they say, it makes me, listen to me now. I ain't talking about no, y'all not like this. It makes me wonder if they truly have been born again. Now, as I close, let me say this. A whole lot of people go to church, and that's what they do. They go to church.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Let me say again. They go to church.
Right.
Some are sleeping. Some leaning in the corner. Some say, well, I'll put $20 more in the collection if the preacher only talked 5 minutes instead of 15 so we can get it. You know, when people say, what time did y'all's church service in? I always say, I don't know.
Amen.
Well, what do you mean? What time y'all start? I said, well, We try to start about 11. Sometimes it might be 11:05 or 11:15. We got a 101-year-old church mother who's blessed to be back down in Tennessee with us. And
amen.
We're respectful of her. Because if she got to sleep till 10 and it take her an hour to get dressed and get there, we try to be respectful and wait on her. Amen. So that she can be part of the service.
Right.
But I say all that because there's a whole lot of people who may come to church, but are they of the church?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
When I say of the church, I'm not talking about that wall, that wall,
amen,
that door.
Come on.
It's the church in you.
Amen.
Because in order to try to live what this Bible say, God got to do something to you.
Yeah. Right.
If God didn't do something to you,
yes,
you can want to. Oh, what did the one said to Paul? He said, oh, your preaching is sounding so good. Thou hast almost, not quite, but oh, if that prayer is sounding good, that song is sounding good, that preach word is sounding good, but something is holding me back.
No.
That when you put that, I don't know.
Just almost.
Ah. They don't come.
Right.
Then Psalm is bold with it. Jesus, I'm coming to you, Lord. Okay. He went to Jesus, said, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And you know, we proud, Elder Long.
Mm-hmm.
We proud people. We say, oh, I done done this.
Mm-hmm.
I done done that.
Yeah.
Oh, and plus I done done this, 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 and that too. So you know, Lord, that makes me one of the top, well. And Jesus, you know what? Think about this. If you read that scripture, Jesus didn't call him a lie.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you see, you've done all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I want you to do,
mm-hmm,
take all that you had.
Yeah.
Give to the poor. Do this and that. And what? Come on.
Oh, man.
Right.
And follow me.
Right.
Real easy. Simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
But hard at the same time.
Amen.
Right.
Why is it hard? Because you know what? If God hasn't put it in you, you can't fake this.
No.
Right.
You know, people get married. Somebody say they love them for a time. And then they move and all this stuff. But you know what? With the Lord, it don't work that way.
Right.
Because Jesus said, by your fruit you shall know them. An apple tree is not going to bring forth bananas and everything. A tree is known,
amen,
by the fruit it bears. And I have never seen a sheep turn into a goat.
Amen.
Amen.
Neither a goat,
amen,
turn,
amen,
into a sheep.
That's right.
What'd you say, Brother Paul? That sheep might get a little mud on this and that and stuff. It might, whoa, is that a pig? Is that a goat? What's that? But you know what? Jesus said, my sheep,
yeah, hear my voice.
Will hear my voice.
Yeah. Amen.
Right. And it said, what? In a stranger, it will not follow.
Right.
We sing our old spiritual hymn that I heard, as personal children, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest.
Amen.
Amen.
Lie down, thy weary one, lie down. Thy head upon my breast. And it goes on to say, see, sometimes we think we got to be perfect when it's time. But it said, I came to Jesus as I was. I was weary, I was wounded, and I was sad. But that last verse said, but I found in him, did you hear me? In him, a resting place.
Amen.
And he has made me glad. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Lord.
Amen.